All right, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Again, I'm joined with Tom Whiting and Pat Duffy talking about the Kerrville Citizens Police Academy. And so just before the break, Tom, we were talking about some of the different programs. Before we get into those, I want to the class is held twice a year is what you told me. Is that right? When's the next one coming up?
I believe it's the first part of February. And it's announced in the newspaper.
In the news, okay.
But you can go onto our website.
Why don't you give that out, please?
That is Kerrville Citizen Police Academy Alumni Association. Okay, and you can just type that in, or you can go to the police department, and they've got a link to our website. And it has all of the, I think the applications for the class are in there. And there's other documents that you can see, even though you're not a member, some of that information is available.
That's great.
Once you become a member, you've got your access to other documents that are available to you.
And so the class is 8 weeks long? Is that what I heard you say?
No. It's longer than that. It was 12 weeks. I think they added another week.
Okay.
Because we're trying to get more folks to help us out with the so-called COPS program, Citizens on Patrol.
Okay.
And we have a vehicle that... our first vehicle was a white color car. You might have seen it.
I've seen that around town.
That was donated by a retired constable here in the town, in the county. And that one just had just a little bit too many miles on it. And we were able to pick up now a black and white car that is now identified as a COP car. But it has fewer miles and a little more reliable. So you might see that around. Sometimes it's parked by the police station, and typically, it's manned by two KCP AAA alumni folks that drive. They must go two by two, and they're looking around to see if currently people are not abusing the handicapped parking here in the city.
Okay.
And we get some folks that just come up and knock on the window and just to congratulate and thank them all over the place for doing that, because we have all seen it where those handicapped parking spots are being abused by folks that certainly don't look like they're handicapped, unless it's a mental thing, but that's another story. But physically, they certainly could walk from where they're at.
Yeah, and they're taking up space
taking
of somebody
up space
that can't.
Somebody that could certainly use it. And we live in a fantastic community, and we've got a large population that certainly are, let's say they're not teenagers any longer. And so if we were able to help them get closer to the places that they can do business, that's what it's all about.
Those spaces serve a purpose, and we need to respect that.
That's
if somebody doesn't, they need to be written up. Yeah. So the COP, the Citizens on Patrol, they're not going to write up a ticket for speeding then?
Not speeding, okay. But they will. They do have access to writing tickets for invalid parking handicapped zone. And some folks, believe it or not, they may in fact have a handicapped banner they put over the mirror. But part of that, on that little sign, someplace that says, you must hang this over your mirror. And these folks, for some reason, can't take it out of the glove compartment or put it under the seat. But if it's not visible to the folks out there checking on these things, they take pictures and have a special device that actually can go up to your license plate and pull all the information about that car and write you a ticket.
So they know. Okay.
So it might be a little visit to the municipal court.
There you go. So... again, 12 weeks, maybe 13 weeks class. Is there a limit on the class size?
It's around 22, 23 folks. And there's a training room out in the second floor of the police station. And that gets filled up. Plus, we've got some of our alumni that help out with helping people get seated and find things. They have snacks that they bring. And
once a week?
It's once a week. And sometimes it's on Tuesday evenings, and sometimes it's on Thursday evenings. Depending, they flip it back and forth because some folks say that's a bad night for me.
I'm with you. So, a couple hours for each of those, an hour and a half,
maybe. Yeah, it starts about 6 o'clock and it goes to 9 o'clock.
Okay, so that's intense. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, I think by and large the police in any community are great men and women, right? And you don't do that for the pay, right?
No.
And so you got to be a servant, and. You know, I think I love what we do in our community with the wear Friday, first Friday for wearing blue for first responders. And so, you know, we just need to continue to honor those men and women that serve us and protect us. And I do believe they do a great job. And I have been pulled over and not felt like they were doing a great job, but they were doing their job, and that's a good thing. So
well, it's one of the questions sometimes when you with students will ask while we're in the class is, well, if we go through this and we get stopped, do we get a ticket? No, this comes up and it says, well, you should have known better.
That's right. That's right.
It doesn't give you any buy in.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Is there a cost for the class?
No cost whatsoever.
Okay.
It's just your time, and typically it's well worth it. We've had, I think, in the class before this last one, Bill Cafferty and myself spoke at probably the second to last class, kind of telling about the KCP AAA, and we had a very large percentage of the attendees actually join up for the KCP AAA.
That's awesome.
So that's a good sign, and again, it's a volunteer organization, and what we try to do is volunteer to do things to, for number one, help the KCP, Kerrville Citizen or Kerrville Police Department, KPD. Let me get the right acronym going here.
That's good. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. But so, what are those things? I know you share with me the ribbons that I've seen.
Right.
Is that a fundraiser partly?
Well, the ribbons actually cost us some money, and we've been giving them away. And part of what we do in our general fund is to hand those out. And we had a raffle sale over at the 4-H barn this last weekend, and we sold a bunch of raffle tickets, which our next raffle will be drawn on the 12th of December, just in time
so
for
it's
hunting
not too late.
Season.
Not okay, too late. So where do we get those?
You can get those right at you can walk up to the police department at the front lobby there, and you can buy them right there, or I think you can actually go online. You can actually go online, and there's a way of donating money if you'd like to.
Yes.
To
good.
Us, and that would be nice.
What are we raffling?
This year it's $1,000 at Gibson's.
Wow.
Okay. That was one of the things when I first came to town, I'm a woodworker, we talked about this, and I'm always at either Home Depot, Lowe's, and even McCoy's. And when I go there asking for something, I'll go right down the street. If they don't have it, they don't have it. Each and every one has always said, well, if we don't have it, try Gibson's. And Gibson's giving them a plug here, but
yeah, that's fine.
Typically they have it. And if you got some gentlemen there that I've dealt with and worked with and have typically helped me out.
Gibson's is amazing. If you can't find it, well, you might as well just start at Gibson's. That's the rule. You just learn. Just go there, start there. So you did a nice job of plugging Gibson's. They are a Hero Card program member, partner. They take the card there. So think about this. You win $1,000. You take your card in there. Right? Now you got $1,100 because they'll give you 10% on everything you purchase. So there
just
you go.
Just about everything, not everything.
Well, they've got
some constraints.
And ammo. They do.
Exactly.
They
right.
do.
That's
but
right.
you just could let that bleed that out over time, right? And there you go. Okay, so you do that. The raffle is part of your fundraising, and then you help with Blue Santa.
Yes.
And that is an amazing program.
Yes.
Tell us just briefly about that.
Well, Blue Santa, we do this obviously just before Christmas time. And we have a very rigorous process of going through. We advertise that the applications are available at the police department at the front desk, and
for the families to apply.
Families
right.
to apply. Okay. Now there's certain criteria that they must meet to apply it. They turn these applications in, and then we have a team of folks in our members of our association that go over the application, and we actually have them come in for an interview. And we go through a whole process. We find out, you know, the children they have. I think they take care of kids that are 13 and below. We ask what their favorite color is, what their need, what kind of toy they might like, and go through basically
build
a recipe.
A list that fits them.
Their mm-hmm. their sizes for clothing and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then if they're accepted, then we go through and we have another team of folks that just go out and do shopping. And we've got some over in Belk's and Walmart. Give us special deals, and we go there, and they actually almost close the store down for us on certain days. And we bring all that together, and it's brought to another wonderful organization by Ronnie Box RVs over
yes.
here.
Yes, great
and
people.
And we have the presentation there, but he actually gives us a bay to put all of the stuff in. They do the wrapping there, the sorting, and so forth. And Brenda Smith is really the person in charge of that function, and she does a fantastic job. She's been doing it now since I've been involved. And we go over there and we try to make this just as smooth as possible for people to come and go there. And we make sure that they are, in fact, on our list, because sometimes the word gets out and we have people show up and they're not just there to buy an RV. But they do have people coming there for RVs. Yeah. So we have to make sure we don't push people away from riding
from the RV. Yeah, that's smart. Well, that is a great program. One of the things that you pointed out that I thought was fascinating is if that family is being served by another organization already, then y'all don't double dip on that family. So it's just a family. It's a particular need.
And we network with the other charities in charities town to make sure that we're not getting some folks taking advantage of it a little bit too much.
Good.
Of us and other folks. But it's a good deal. And to be there and to see these little kids with their
nothing
gifts
like
and
it.
So forth. And we actually have some parents come without the kids because that is their gift. They're not going to see it till Christmas morning.
That's awesome. Great, great work. And our friend Becca Casey is Becca Gray at. And our friend Becca Gray at the KERV here at KERV 1230 AM Radio is actually hosting some live remotes at different businesses that are collecting the toys and donations for the Blue Santa program. And one of those is going to be the Dietert Center, where our good friend Waverly Jones works, and that'll be on December 1st. And so you guys, Tom, you want not only the toys, I think you mentioned to me, you just almost prefer the cash donations.
Well, a lot of folks like to buy toys, and that's part of the holidays. But if you can't think of anything or you have a hard time deciding and you're not sure about sizes and colors and so forth, the money works out real well.
That works out well. That's
and we
good.
Can certainly take your – and again, this is all – we're a 501c, so anything that you provide, you write us a check, you can certainly claim it on this year's income tax.
That's great. Great. Well, it's a great, neat organization. Again, I didn't know much about it. Now I feel like I'm a part of it. I would like to participate in it. I really want to learn what the gang signs are, Pat. I do, because you got to quit flashing those to me all the time when I see you, buddy. So, Pat, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to tell about a real quick story about my friend, Pat. Oh, we're going to take a quick break. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Then I'm going to tell a story on Pat and put him on the spot so that he'll come back. Again, you've got the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things?
All right, so welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. It's been a great show, hasn't it? I really, really enjoyed.
I love those guys.
They were really good, and that is a neat deal.
It is.
Now, it's a time commitment, though, right? The 3 hours for so that
for 13 weeks.
Yeah, that's tough, but it sounds like it'd be interesting.
I don't know. They may not let me.
Well, I know they're not going to let you shoot the Glock.
Well, that's okay. I'll go shoot somebody else's.
You know, if I sign up, they're probably going to make that the last class, aren't they?
Probably.
They are. They're going to make me hold it out. Just to hold it out in front of me.
Hey, dude, it's free food, though.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Yeah.
I really do think it's fun. And
I bet it'll be really interesting.
Yeah. They're doing a great thing, and people love it. And I love the fact that after you are once you've gone through the course, you can do a ride-along anytime you want. Well, listen, it has been a great show. Before we close, let's do a little more Hero Card business, because we've all packed on a few LBs over this holiday, right?
I know I have. Pecan cobbler.
Yeah, the pecan cobbler. Oh my gosh, maybe
I didn't grow this behind eating Taco Bell, Lou. I grew it in my kitchen. I'm telling you.
I'm not going there. All right, so I don't know what. Okay, so let's talk about Premier 7 Gym.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
let's talk about them folks.
Yeah, Chris and Jency.
Yeah.
Hero Card partners.
Awesome.
Love being a part of the Hero Card, but they're just, aren't they just really unique people?
They are.
They're passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
Passionate to help people.
Yeah.
So Chris over there, he will help get somebody, help them with their stretching. And
I went 6 months with Chris.
Okay.
I had pain in my knee.
Yep.
It wasn't damaged, but there was pain. And what had happened was it was a misalignment in my lower back and my right hip that messed up my knee, which messed up my ankle, which came back up to my knee. So I was having problems from both directions.
Okay.
And he did things with this thing that it's really cool. And got me in the proper posture. I was moving properly in my own space.
Good.
And I can climb that flight of stairs without A, being out of breath, and B, it doesn't hurt.
Okay.
I don't get up in the morning with my hip hurting. I'm not out of alignment because he taught me how to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, very, very good. So it's not a typical weight gym.
No,
right?
there's not machines. There's no judgment. There's no ripped abs in there.
Not a bunch of people working out. It's one-on-one with either Chris or Jency.
Unless you take a class
and
with Jency.
Now, Jency will do an aerobics class or
stretching.
Stretching class.
Stretching and yoga.
And she is. I've done the yoga with Jency. I can't get her to offer enough classes to suit me. So she's, but she's awesome. She was born for that. And,
yes.
She's just amazing. So, you know, if you're not sure what they offer, you can go on their website, which is premier7gym.com. Mm-hmm. You can stop by their place.
Oh, sure.
I took my mom over there one day and just showed her kind of what they were doing, and that was fascinating. So you just almost have to see some of the machines. Yeah.
Another good time to come see them will be when they do their Blue Center remote, because they're partnering up for
that,
too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's
That'll be on December 7th.
On the 7th, okay. So there you go. Take your toys, stop in, or your cash donation.
Yep.
And stop in and see Chris and Jency. That's 727 Hill Country Drive over there by Chinatown.
Right, about four doors down from
Chinatown.
I think so, yeah.
You can also call them at 830-315-7777.
Yep.
So there you go. So go get in shape and get stretched out. And
meet some cool people.
And meet some great people. Yeah, you will love knowing them. And so if you're a couple other things, since you're looking for things to do, if you're not shopping Black Friday, I want to remind you that, MG's is one of our great partners.
You mean MG building material?
I do mean MG. You know, that's where the pros buy.
That's right.
That's right. So,
or even if you think you're a pro.
Yeah, I buy there. I think that's, we're proving you don't have to be a pro, man.
No,
I'm dangerous with stuff like that.
I think I am, but whatever.
Yeah, that's why I always call somebody else to clean up my mess at the end, right?
Like one Mr. Dusty Block,
like
perhaps?
Like Mr. Dusty Block, absolutely. Kirk County,
fix it and repair. That's right.
That's what he does for me. So, but MG's 10% off on most things over there. Show them your hero card. In the event you have a plumbing issue over the holidays, I want to recommend that you talk to Damon Lewis over at Holloway Plumbing.
There you go.
10% off on their up to $1,000. So if you could literally save $100 on any kind of problem you might have during the holidays, 896-0890 is Damon's number. You won't probably get Damon, but you'll get somebody on his team and Holloway Plumbing. And then, and MG's is over on 2202 Memorial.
Yes.
Right. And so go see them. And then in the event that you've got critters running around your house.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, squirrels in your attic.
I got bats in my belfry. Does
that
count?
Yes, you do. I don't know if he does. He hold that out? I don't know. We're talking about our good friend Mark Rutherford.
Yes, he takes care
You're
of all kinds of critters.
Very good friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to him about the bats in your belfry?
No, I think he figured that one out already.
He gave up.
Yeah. He just watches them fly by.
he's a great guy, great businessman, and has a wonderful team of technicians and. They do a wonderful job. That used to be, formerly, that was Goss Pest Control,
right,
which everybody familiar with Cody. And so he bought a great business. Of course, he's rebranding it, but the same products and services that were there before. So if you happen to need some pest control, I know at our house, we see in Kerrville, you either live on the flatlands,
right,
and you have the roaches, the tree bugs or whatever those are.
Yeah.
Or if you live on a rock, you have scorpions.
Right.
Right. Those are your two choices here.
Yeah.
And, so anyway, they'll treat your house.
Or if you live next to water like I do, you get them big giant water bugs.
Big giant water bugs.
And I can watch men scream like little girls when they, because you don't realize they fly.
They do fly, and they're disgusting.
And they fly right up in your face.
Or right up on your TV while you're trying to watch it. So don't let that happen.
And don't go at it with a hammer.
And don't shoot it with your Glock, right? There you go. Well, so any of those places. And then the last thing, just a quick reminder, because this is eating out season, right?
Yeah.
We all just, it's just a fun time for food and fellowship. And family and friends. So just a quick reminder of these providers that take the hero card. Our good friends at Acapulco Mexican restaurant, 10% off there. Bella Vita.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Mexican, now we have Italian.
Yeah,
that is country Italian over there. Now, one of the things cool about them, they incorporate other things besides Italian.
Oh, cool.
So you don't just have to eat Italian. They They have some of the things that they offer over at Billie Jean's, their sister restaurant.
Right.
Did you know that? So I won't eat Italian during the until nighttime.
Right.
That's a heartburn issue for me, so a little too much information. But so if I go for lunch, I'll typically just have a hamburger steak or something like that. So great menu over there. So again,
cool.
Bella Vita and then Dickie's Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 10% off over there on everything but their daily specials. Billy Jean's, of course. Mm-hmm. And that's...
Isn't there another one? Another restaurant?
There's a lot more restaurants. There's Chili's.
There you go. That's the one I was waiting for.
And there's the Hill Country Cafe, which does incredible breakfast.
Yes, they do.
There's Classics Burgers. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then there's Chicken Express.
All
if you just want to get some good old fried chicken, they do a great job
there, too.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know what... We got to pick one of these and go eat. So
you got leftovers. I don't yet. I got to go home and cook.
So, yeah, that's okay. What you're cooking is going to be fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So those are all great participants. Hope you'll visit them. Hope you'll use your hero card. If you don't have a hero card, a couple of cool things right now. You can go on our website, obviously, herocardonline.com. You can buy one. And we have created a really cool option there. And no, it's not a discount. Sorry, they're still $25. But you have the option of buying just the card, which means that in a year's time, you'll have to buy another one. Or you can actually buy the subscription, which means that if you know you're going to use this card year after year, you just sign up on the subscription, and you'll get a card every year until you tell us to quit sending one.
Cool.
Now, isn't that nice?
That's so handy.
So you don't have to remember. You'll just get one.
Yeah.
I love it. So herocardonline.com, and check that out. Proud of that site. Becca, thank you so much for doing this show.
You're very welcome.
We have a blast,
Luke.
Don't we?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you have a blast with your family tomorrow.
Thank you.
And I'll look forward to you bringing some of that pecan
cobbler.
There's no leftovers with that. Who are we kidding?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, and everybody that's listening, tune in each week here on KERV 1230 AM radio, the Hero Card Hour from 2 to 3. Everybody be blessed this weekend. See you soon.
Isn't the right thing to do? How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me? You can go your own way. Things.